We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro, Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. Let me see that smile.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's going to be all year, man.
Feels
good. The rest of your life. You're a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the Eagles offense. It was an uneven performance against the Giants. Too many giveaways, four in total. Good job by DeMarco Murray. The running game going, 280 yards passing from Sam Bradford. But we want more, Brian. Is it fair to want more?
I think it's fair to want more because you see the potential of Sam Bradford. You see the potential of this offense. We know they can move the ball up and down the field, but we want to see him score points. We want to see this offense move the way that we're accustomed to seeing it move. And right now, because of the turnovers, this offense is not able to move that way. And so they have to find some type of rhythm. Sam has to stop throwing the ball to the other team. But yesterday, it was good to see this offensive line, who at the beginning of the year did not look great. They came together yesterday. Jason Peters looked like Jason Peters of old. He looks very healthy. And DeMarco Murray got the 22 carries that he needs. And we're shown the type of back that he actually is.
Now let's talk about DeMarco. And he's got the small, choppy steps and kind of looks like Herschel Walker to me a little bit without that, you know, fifth gear. But he runs physically. He's productive. And he got outside a couple of times, bouncing from the inside hole to the outside edge and getting into the end zone, for example. What do you think of him?
When I watched him last night in the first couple of weeks, I was wondering, he looked a little bit slower than I had seen him in Dallas. But last night, he looked quick. He looked physical. He was getting downhill. Of course, the offensive line doing a much better job helped him. But now he's running the ball downhill. He's squaring his shoulders up to the line of scrimmage. And his footsteps, that's just his style. That's the way he runs. And I don't have a problem with it as long as he's getting positive yards. And he did a lot of that last night.
Do you feel the 22 carries really got him into a rhythm? He seemed to get stronger and more productive as the game went along.
Well, for a running back, you have to get that rhythm. You have to find a way to continue to touch the football, get that lather going. And if you get that rhythm, now you're stronger in the fourth quarter than you are in the first quarter. And that's the type of back he is. He's a bigger back, a back that needs to touch the ball often. And those 22 carries is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Back-to-back really strong performances from the Eagles running backs. The running game is moving in the right direction. The passing game, well, there's still some hitches in the Eagles' giddy-up, and those are the turnovers. But, Brian, a big game from Riley Cooper. Mm-hmm. Nice contribution from Miles Austin. No Nelson Agholor on the field on Monday night, but the Eagles still able to gash the Giants just enough to win by 20 points.
What happens in football is as soon as you get your running game going, then you open up a defense for a play-action pass. And Sam Bradford is really athletic enough to get outside of the pocket, find open receivers. He did a great job of that yesterday, finding Cooper, finding Austin. Those guys will be productive as long as Sam Bradford can get out the pocket and have open lanes to pass the football.
I wonder, what does Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur, what do you do now with Bradford in terms of just saying, hey, we don't want you to be gun-shy. We want you to take some chances, but we must reduce the takeaways. How do you approach that with a quarterback?
Well, I think you have to continue to build his confidence. And you do that in practice. You allow him to throw the football, take those shot plays. And if he gets the ball intercepted or tipped off in practice, don't worry about it. It's not a problem. Continue to build the confidence for your quarterback. And even we did this sometime when Donovan was a quarterback. You set Sam Bradford up for success in practice. That's going to build his confidence. That's going to allow him to continue to go into football games and be very confident. And so for Sam, I would talk to the coach. I love these set of plays. There are five plays I love. These other five I don't like at all. These are the ones I need to run.
Despite the turnovers, the Eagles, with 519 yards against New Orleans two Sundays ago, 425 yards against the Giants, and a 20-point victory, when it all comes together, Brian, you get the sense that this is going to be a really potent
offense. Right.
So that's good stuff. Eagles 3-3, two straight wins, and that is our conversation with the offense. When we return to Eagles 360, we are going to talk about a defense that is playing just outstanding football, the front seven stopping the run game. And on Monday night, Eli Manning got a heavy dose of Eagles defense.